Uber wants to do everything in transportation. Lyft just wants to drive you around. Which business model is best? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Ride-sharing platforms Lyft and Uber are speeding toward initial public offerings this year. Both companies offer rides and increasingly bike and scooter rentals, but there are actually some pretty big differences between the two. Uber has all kinds of other spinoffs like Uber Eats, a freight business, international expansion. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi has described it as the Amazon of transportation. And Lyft is still really focused on rides. Jack Stewart is our new transportation reporter at Marketplace. He visited Uber this week, and he said one thing that stuck out to him is that Uber knows a lot about us.
That data word, I think, is the key. That's what I came away with. They weren't explicit about this, but I was sat there kind of thinking, wow, they really know a lot about me, about us, and how I travel around and what I do and when I do it and how much I'm prepared to pay to get from one place to another. It even came out a couple of years ago that they know that people are willing to pay more. They're willing to pay a higher surge price when the batteries on their phones are getting lower. And I think it's this sort of data, this backbone that we hear about so much with technology companies, that's going to end up being the really valuable part of their business and might be what appeals to investors.
But then not only the data question, but just Uber's sort of struggles with cities and its overall sort of trust level would seem to be something like a hill that this company still needs to climb, right?
Yeah, they have some reputation management, shall we call it, still to do. I think they're getting there. They've had this new CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, in place for, a year and a half now. And he's had this kind of gentler approach. And that change in tone at the top has kind of worked its way all the way down through the organization. And you can see that a little bit where they've started to put in bike sharing schemes. They now own the company Jump. And in order to get licenses to operate in cities, they've had to agree to share some of that data about how those things are actually used with the cities.
One other thing we should talk about is how Uber appears to lose close to $1 billion a quarter. And I wonder how much that is going to matter.
Yeah, I wonder too. I mean, I guess it all comes down to investors believing in a longer term plan. And that loops us back around to this idea of data. You know, if Uber convinces people that, all right, they don't make money now, but that's because they're investing. You know, Amazon hasn't really ever made very much profit. Maybe investors will buy into the idea that longer term, this is the thing to do. That will be what investors, I imagine, will be looking at. And that's what we'll have to wait to see.
Jack Stewart is our new transportation reporter here at Marketplace. Now, yes, Uber loses staggering amounts of money every quarter, but so does Lyft. Its more pared down and focused operations still reportedly lost over $370 million in the first half of last year. And now for some related links. As these IPOs get closer, it might be a great time to be taking either a Lyft or an Uber. The Information reported this week that the two companies are in a bit of a discount war to bulk up their market share before they go public. The story is paywalled, but there is a link on our website, marketplacetech.org. It says Lyft, according to unnamed insiders, has been offering big discounts on as many as one in every three rides, which has boosted its market share from 30% of the U.S. market to more like 34%. And the story says Uber might start offering its own discounts pretty soon. Obviously, none of that is great for the actual business model at companies that are already losing hundreds of millions of dollars because of this exact practice, but it's great for you and me. Bankrate.com had a good breakdown Wednesday of the financial realities facing both companies, especially Lyft. And really, yes, it is interesting to see who's going to IPO first, but what really interests me is to finally get a look behind the curtain at who has the better plan to make actual money. Then again, if the Amazon model is to be believed, maybe investors will let both of them lose money for years and not even worry about it. And for a little fun, go check out this cute story about an Uber driver in Seattle who made a menu of the different kinds of rides that his customers can request. They range from the stand-up ride, which features a bunch of jokes about prison tattoos, apparently, to the silent, rude, or creepy ride. And finally, there's the therapy ride, in case you need to talk about some stuff. I mean, are these preferences I could set in the app? Call a product manager, please. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Caroline in Brooklyn, New York, wrote to tell us she's a longtime fan of Marketplace Tech and appreciates the content and the mission. Thanks, Caroline. To join her in keeping Marketplace Tech going strong, donate online today at marketplace.org. And thanks to Caroline and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.